The following is a summary about optimism by Billy Meyer from his book Might of the Thoughts, page 256 of the second edition of the translation. In regard to the achievement and maintenance of optimism, it is important to say the following. 1. It requires a special strength of consciousness, intelligence, and rationality to live in the current terrestrial world and within the gigantic mass of Earth humanity. And only he or she who acquires this strength and develops the necessary perseverance and persistence and makes them his or her own is able to create a decisive optimism from that, in which also steadfastness and endurance are anchored, as well as the will to make himself or herself even better and the will to progress and to obtain that which is higher. 2. If the life and its circumstances become tough and difficult, then such a life and its circumstances must be consciously accepted and most thoroughly contemplated and processed in order to learn from it and to gain substantial knowledge by means of which the tough and difficult circumstances and so forth are overcome and neutralized in order to thereby gain a neutral positive equalization. 3. The effective facts must be constantly seen and recognized in order to avoid wrong impressions and wrong attitudes, as well as wrong views and so forth, which very quickly lead to the pessimism. 4. All things, circumstances, occurrences, experiences and events of all kinds must constantly be seen and understood as such, whereby a personification relating to oneself must never result. That means that the things, circumstances, occurrences and experiences, as well as events and so forth, must, in and of themselves, in every case, be seen and understood as such, and indeed in such a way that they do not become personally burdening. Rather, for the consciousness, they always remain capable of being processed with the thoughts and impersonal. 5. There is no human being into whom some imaginary God has built power, because if the human being wants to have such power at his or her disposal, then he himself, she herself, must in every regard achieve this with great effort. This inner power and might pertaining to the consciousness and thoughts must then, if benefit is to be gained from them and arise from them, be constantly trained, as is usually also done with the physical muscles if they are to be developed. And it is only when the inner power and might are trained that the human being is able to thereby bring things, wishes, intentions, ideals, and imaginations, and so forth, to fruition, as a result of which he or she can develop and be creatively and constructively as well as progressively active in his or her inner self or in the external material realms. 6. If a human being is still not an optimist to the greatest extent, then, in regard to his or her consciousness, he or she must more or less thoroughly change so that he or she can develop a real inner power by means of which his or her neutral, positive, equalized thoughts can mightfully realize everything which is evolutively tackled and undertaken. Real inner power and the might of the thoughts form a oneness through which the spiritual creational powers can be tapped and evolutively used in order to realize everything which is created from ideas into healthy, positive ideals in order to obtain that which is higher. 7. To achieve optimism means that the mental self-image must be changed, and indeed by means of an effective and applicable self-cognition, which in turn has to be followed by a realization of self. Through self-knowledge, one's own possibility for the development of strength must be recognized, in order to then actually also build up the inner consciousness-based strength by means of an inner self-realization. This strength must then be anchored in the consciousness as a positive concept so that it is always present as effective knowledge and positively influences the thoughts in this form, whereby the positive might of the thoughts develops. 8. All efforts must be practiced until they are mastered. Once this state is reached, then the efforts must continue to be maintained and practiced, tended and nurtured, because only thereby can all really realizable things allow themselves to be translated into action and be brought to fruition, and only thereby can optimism be preserved. 9. Optimism and conscious evolution demand a neutral, positive, equalized, progressive, creative, and constructive thinking, regardless of how dark and negative things are or appear, and how much they constitute or appear to constitute setbacks. One's outlook and consciousness, together with its thoughts, must always be directed in a forwards direction and towards that which is higher, whereby also all the possibilities for progress must be seen, recognized, and striven for. 10. The human being must always comprehensively know that, solely by means of his or her own power and help, he or she can confront all difficulties of the life full of courage and readiness for success, and can overcome everything solely by means of the might of the thoughts if they correspond to a right and evolutive and positive pattern of thoughts.